Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Saturday edition of the program. Those of you who are watching the video stream over at our Odyssey channel or via watch.freetalklive.com or video.freetalklive.com, you will notice I am wearing, here, let me just back up. I'm wearing a t-shirt that says Beard Talk Live on it, which is the show after this one, coming up at 10:30 p.m. tonight in about 3.5 hours from now. And during that show, we'll tell folks more about that. But this is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio program. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join in the conversations tonight. I am expecting Mr. Nobody shortly, and he will be joining us. I want to talk tonight about this. There's a story out of the Salt Lake Tribune, a police shooting of a Farmington man called Brutal Murder by his family. This apparently is a 25-year-old gentleman who asserted his right to free travel. This article gets into it a little bit about something about an illegitimate license plate. If any of you out there have any experience with the sovereign citizens' techniques, you might find this very interesting. Those of you who don't know, sovereign citizens have found legal ways with which to assert their rights to do things like drive around without a driver's license or license plates, that type of a thing. And these have been around for quite some time. It takes some doing to accomplish these tasks. You have to really dig into the laws, know the nooks and crannies of them, and then exert your rights, and then hope that what you've devised sort of passes their muster. If the statists attack you time and time again, we've seen it end poorly with, like, arrest or violence or, you know, fines, legal, wasting of time through the legal channels of court, doing time in, a jail cell, that kind of a thing, for the sovereign citizen techniques. But this one was quite literally uncalled for, in my opinion. The article begins, police shooting a Farmington man called Brutal Murder by family. Less than a day after the man's family released a statement, Farmington police released new details Friday on the fatal police shooting. Farmington police released this information that left 25-year-old Chase Allen dead. The update came less than a day after the family of Allen accused the five police officers who police say opened fire on him, Brutal Murder. And they said that they were being stonewalled by the police department. The police shooting unfolded Wednesday in the parking lot of the Farmington Post office. located at 145 East State Street. Police had initially said...
Is this Farmingham, Michigan?
Salt Lake, Utah.
Oh, okay.
A Farmington officer pulled Chase Allen over that afternoon because he was driving without a license plate.
Ooh, didn't have permission. Yeah. Clearly a dangerous man.
Now, I'm jumping ahead in the article, but the headline already revealed this. This man got shot dead for this.
Right.
For driving without a license plate. And it's not even like this. It's a bit more than that. He was one of these, like, he was using these sovereign citizen techniques where he had, like, a plate that says, you know, I'm not doing commercial travel. Mm-hmm. At least the article alludes to that.
Ah. Well, there's no law so trivial that the police won't shoot you dead over it.
And that's why we're talking about this particular article tonight. I don't know how many more times we have to cover this kind of crap here on Free Talk Live. For you, the listener, for the average person to realize that this is never going to stop. This is what you get. This is the output of the system. The system is designed to have output of a certain kind. In the case of the state, it's designed for murder and theft. Those are their two major upsets. The gross national product, emphasis on gross here, if you will.
Well, and the thing is, you know, if our listeners were typical, you know, this wouldn't be happening. Because they would be up in arms and out in the street.
Yeah.
You know, what we need to do is get the rest of the country more like our listeners. Because, you know, I've interacted with a lot of our listeners in person, and I've been really, really impressed with them. But yeah, it's happened too many times.
Well, even in the documentary, the NBC documentary, that has been done about New Hampshire and the freedom movement recently.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen any of the episodes? There's like
no.
Eight. Okay, it's online. We'll post a link to it, so I'll make sure you can see that.
I've been kicking ass trying to get Self 411 up and running because it's basically some things were changed server side, and it has not been available for a little while, and I need to make that available again.
Hey.
Because of this sort of thing, I mean, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, and which was the loudest movement we've had against police brutality, that was a lot of what inspired me to say, I'm not going to let Cell 411 die.
It is a great idea.
Because, you know, I just want the next Rodney King. Because this has been going on for a long time.
Long time.
But the next Rodney King, I want him to have Cell 411, and I want 50 of his closest friends to come out of the woodwork when the police start beating him, say, what you doing?
Yeah.
And you really think that's a good idea?
The same would go for whoever the next Chase Allen is, who is this kid. Apparently, the officer called for backup when Allen became, quote, non-compliant. This is all according to this particular periodical's investigation. Four more officers arrived, and when Allen refused to get out of his car, police say they tried to remove him from the vehicle. A confrontation ensued, and, quote, shots were fired, unquote, by the five officers, according to police.
Five officers, and between them, they couldn't find an active voice. It was just shots were fired, not we fired shots.
Right. At the time, police had not said whether Allen was armed. In a statement...
Well, clearly he was just going to beat all five of them down.
He was going to look at them very staringly.
Give
them a dirty look, if you will.
He was probably going to say mean things to them.
Probably. In a statement released late Thursday, Allen's family disputed the initial police version of what led to his death. Officers claim it was a routine traffic stop. Yet, the officer requested multiple other officers to the scene a couple blocks prior to the stop.
Well, it's so sad that, you know, a murder like this is routine. It happens all the time.
Yeah, so the police aren't really lying when they say it was a routine stuff.
Yeah, Which,
that's pathetic.
What they do. If it, you know, people argue with anarchy, and they're like, if it wasn't for the government, who'd shoot you dead for not having permission to drive your car?
Right. According to the family statement, which does not cite the source of that conflicting information, this resulted in the brutal murder of Chase at the hands of five Farmington police officers, with them shooting him while he was still in his automobile and likely terrified for his safety. They shot 12-plus rounds at him while he was still inside the car with the engine running and lights on when reporters arrived, the family statement continued. On Friday afternoon, Farmington Police Chief Eric Johnson released a statement with more information about the police shooting, noting that the officer who pulled Chase Allen over on Wednesday afternoon did so because Allen was driving with an, quote, illegitimate license plate, unquote.
Oh, wow. Well, now, how does that happen? An illegitimate license plate does a...
Yeah, what's a legitimate one?
I don't know. I guess it happens when a sign has sex with, like, a metal shingle or something, and they give birth to a beautiful love child.
A little illegitimate license plate? They're out of wedlock. The statement did not describe the aforementioned illegitimate license plate. According to Johnson's statement Friday, which cited body camera video of the confrontation that authorities have reviewed but have not yet released to the public, of course.
They never do. They got to wait till they can get the deepfake guys on it.
Allen then pulled into a parking stall at the Farmington Post Office and rolled down the window of his blue sedan only a few inches, refusing to provide identification or cooperate with the officer. Now, just a word about this behavior here. I'm not here to give you legal advice, but if you are pulled over by the police, you may act in this way, and you are within your rights, near as I can tell. There have been, especially if we're talking about folks who are acting under sovereign citizen techniques and principles. I've seen this on
being fully within your rights won't stop them from killing you.
Well, so it seems.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
And far too many times.
Really?
So Johnson said Allen asserted his independence from laws of the land. I assume they mean verbally.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
That's what I'm saying. In the video, and stated that he was not required to provide information to the officer or cooperate. That's true. Usually, the best advice I can give anybody is if you're pulled over, I would probably roll down my window like this guy did, just a couple inches enough to get some audio back and forth. And my response would be something like, I'm sorry, officer, I don't answer questions.
Yeah.
And then he would probably demand my license and, whatever paperwork du jour, depending on what state I'm in.
Because they get really mad if you say, I ain't answered no questions, you don't own me, bitch.
Right, yeah. Presentation is key, right? Presentation is key, especially, when it comes to a road bandit, a road pirate, right? Mm. Somebody who's armed out there collecting revenue for the state, for the city, for the county, whatever it is they're doing. Mm. So Johnson asserted his independence from the laws of the land and said he was not required to provide information to the officer or cooperate. The officer then called for backup, Johnson said, this is a conflicting account, and then continued to provide the driver with information and options, but to no avail.
Did you say he called for the backup, Johnson? Was this Johnson not working?
The officer then called for backup, Johnson. There's a comma there. There's a comma, but yes, otherwise I did say that.
This guy's all over his chest.
The four officers who then arrived included a supervisor, two officers, and one police trainee. There's your five total police. Johnson said together they ordered Allen to exit his vehicle. When he refused, one officer opened the door to Allen's car, while another officer attempted to remove him, according to the statement. Now, is that a legal action that they can take? So they pulled the guy over. He's cooperated insofar as to tell them, "Hey, I'm not cooperating." Saying something along the lines of, "I don't recognize your authority." And so now one officer is going to open his door while the other one tries to drag him out of the car.
Well, the last statement I've heard on that from police, there is some debate as to whether it's legal, but the last I heard from the police, they said, whatever, I do what I want.
Generally speaking, that is what police do, whatever they want. In the body camera footage, according to the statement, an officer can then be heard yelling the words, gun, gun, gun. It's unclear which officer shouted the warning, but Johnson said a struggle ensued. Oh, really? A struggle ensued, which lasted only seconds before police opened fire.
Wow.
Because, you know, when you're in a gang of five and you're all wearing your gang colors and one of the gang members shouts, gun, 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 well, you and the other four guys are just going to open fire, right?
Well, you can't let your homies, you know, have to take a risk.
As authorities began rendering aid to Allen, sure they did, Johnson said an empty holster can be seen on Allen's right hip in the unreleased body camera video, and a handgun can be seen lying on the driver's side floorboard. Johnson did not say whether Allen brandished the gun or fired his weapon. No passengers inside the vehicle and no officers were injured. Allen was taken to a hospital where he died. It's unclear if any bystanders were in the post office parking lot at the time of the police shooting. I don't know this for a fact, but post offices are government agencies, pseudo-government agencies. They're a branch, at least, and controlled by government entities.
Mm-hmm.
Do they or do they not have all sorts of... I almost had to dump myself there. All sorts of cameras all over the post office? Whenever I go to one, I see a bunch.
Well, I mean, I've never seen one that didn't, but I've also... spent very little time in Utah, and I don't know how things are out there.
I just figure that even if, New Hampshire being what it is, even if the post offices here, which they do, have cameras all over, although maybe, no, they do have them in the parking lot, too, or at least on the outside of the building to see the parking lot. So it'd be interesting to see the unmolested footage from the post office, if there's any on this thing. We have learned more from media coverage about what occurred that night than anywhere else right now. We found out about Chase's death, along with the entirety of our community, via news reporters and articles written online, according to the family statement, who accused the police of not reaching out to them about the shooting and refusing to release more information. Imagine that.
I'm shocked.
Imagine that. You're five cops. You just killed a guy. Right? You just pumped more than 12 rounds into him. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yep, okay, let's just finish our... You don't bother to find out who he is and attempt to contact the family and let them know, hey, you know, I assume police will speak in vagaries. But but that's how discourteous police are, right? They'll kill a guy and then just like, yeah, whatever. They'll find out when it's on the news.
Yeah. Yeah.
So according to their statement, police are stonewalling us. Our family has not been permitted to see Chase, I believe they mean the body, and has not been contacted by authorities or justice departments with any information surrounding this investigation. Johnson said Friday that the Davis County Critical Incident Protocol Team, whatever that means, what's a Critical Incident Protocol Team? A SIPT. A KIPT.
It's an attempt to use so many syllables that you take the meaning out of whatever it is you said.
It sounds to me like it's police investigating police going, yeah, we investigated ourselves and found we didn't do anything wrong.
Yep. As they will do. It's amazing how rarely they find any misconduct. When they investigate themselves.
They find more misconduct in, like, you know, a church choir. Than they do.
Well, they'll shoot a church choir down.
That's true. So we don't draw any final conclusions regarding the actions of officers until the protocol investigation has been completed. This is again, Mr. Johnson. Allen's family said Thursday that he was a gracious and loving soul who was known by everyone in his community to be caring, thoughtful, and kind, and would do anything for someone in need. The 25-year-old lived in Farmington with his parents, a graduate of Davis High School, Utah State University. Chase was a son, brother, grandson, nephew, peer, teammate, student, and neighbor, amongst many other important roles he played within our community. And, you know, I'm just going to stop there for a second because I'm thinking about this. And nobody, what was the hubbub in Minneapolis about when they burned the precinct?
It was about a guy who got killed.
By police, and then like riots ensued, right?
Yeah,
and then they burned the precinct, mm-hmm. I believe, there in St. Paul or Minneapolis, one of those two.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I wish there was a group in America that had, you know, the weaponry of the militia movement and the balls of the black community, because people don't stand up when except when it happens to them. And that doesn't mean they're doing something wrong from my point of view. Obviously there's misconduct at the rallies,
yep.
But some of it is, but not all of it. You know, I got to admit, I was here in the studio when they burned that police station, and I kind of cheered a little. I wasn't so happy when they were burning people's businesses.
Right, yeah.
You know. But I can understand the rage. I wish there was a Malcolm X out there to help channel it in the right direction, because I think the BLM Incorporated, I don't think did... just as an activist and seeing what they did and didn't do, it's not how I would have played it.
Sure. And so the reason I bring that up now, because of this, you know, 25-year-old kid in Utah, is, I mean, the odds of us seeing anything resembling that for this kid are slim to none. Right, there will be no rioting, there will be no burning of a police precinct in this particular case.
And but hopefully there will be some answers anyway.
I hope so.
I'm not holding my breath.
For the kid's family, at least. The family statement went on to say that Allen was always selflessly helping and protecting others in need. He had been studying law the last few years and was a patriot doing what he could to defend the people's freedom and liberty in his community. So he was an activist as well. There's a little bit more to this story, and we'll talk about it here on Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to comment, is 603-283-6160. Do you know anything about this incident? Does it make you feel anyway? Give us a call. Let us know. It's Saturday night, and it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is delivering the keynote speech as the Conservative Political Action Conference winds down near Washington, D.C.
For 7 years, you and I have been engaged in an epic struggle to rescue our country from the people who hate it and want to absolutely destroy it.
Trump's remarks follow a presidential straw poll, bringing the four-day gathering to a close. Speaking at a news conference, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear talked about the lives lost after severe storms tore through the state on Friday.
We lost at least five Kentuckians.
He went on to say that wind speeds surpassed 70 miles per hour, leaving nearly 400,000 people in the dark in Kentucky. The Grizzlies' Ja Morant is being sidelined for at least two games after brandishing a gun on social media. Morant was shirtless and flashed what appeared to be a handgun next to his face. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is the Saturday night version, not virgin, version of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio this fine evening, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And nobody.
Nobody and I have been... going through this article from the Salt Lake Tribune about a 25-year-old kid who got pulled over for either no license plate or an illegitimate license plate. The cops seemed to be confused as to which of the two it actually was.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops ended up, five cops ended up pumping more than 12 rounds into this kid while he was in his car.
Well, they must have been scared if there was only five of them.
There's conflicting information about when the original officer called for backup. Some reports say that he called for backup before the traffic stop even ensued. The family is calling this a brutal murder. This kid was a law student.
It doesn't sound like a gentle one.
The kid was a law student studying law. He knew of the sovereign citizen techniques. So it seems, or at least the article alludes to, based on his study of the law, and was exercising them. Meanwhile, he's dead, age 25, for what? For not having signed the right piece of paper and paid the right fee to the government and placed the right thing, a piece of paper or metal, on the back of his own personal vehicle? I think that's...
That Sounds about accurate.
I mean, these are actions that should not be happening, yet they continue to happen over and over and over again. It's the system that's the problem. This is the output of the system. It is not designed to protect this kid. It is not designed to serve this kid.
Mm-hmm.
It is designed to force his compliance, and if you refuse, as he did, they purport the authority to end your life.
Yeah. Whoever thought it was a good idea to take a corporation, which by definition has no conscience and no soul, and give it a license to kill.
Yeah, we've got a little bit more on this story, but we've got some callers. Let's go to unscreened caller. What's your name, please? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Tim from Texarkana.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for calling Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
I was listening to the article you were talking about in Utah.
Yep.
And I had an experience here in Texarkana. I'm from New Hampshire, originally. And,
nice.
I have a dual league pickup truck. And, for 2 years, I hadn't had a bumper on the back. And I had the custom bumper in the bed, and the plate was on the back, floor.
Okay.
In the back seat. And I was going to the convenience store around the corner, I was actually following a cop to the light, and all of a sudden he spun around and went the other way. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Okay, whatever. And, proceeded through the light and into the parking lot of the convenience store, and a cruiser with his lights was on me. I'm like, what the heck? I didn't do anything.
Right.
I'm like, whatever. Okay. So, I pull in, he pulls, comes out, all of a sudden there's five of them on me, and windows are down.
Eerily similar to this article.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Scared the heck out of me, but my two pit bulls are in the truck with me.
Okay.
They're both babies, and I mean, one's a 120-pound baby, and the other one's an 80-pound baby, but... One cop was on one side of it's summertime hot. One was on one side of the passenger side, and I looked over at him and I was like, they don't bite. And he was playing with them. And then there was another cop on the driver's side. And another cop came and grabbed all my paperwork and everything.
Okay.
And I kept my hands on the steering wheel. They never told me to turn the truck off.
All right.
And in fact, they were asking me about the truck. What year is it? And sounds really good, which it does. It's a big block. And I looked over on the passenger side, and I said, I knew everything was right. The paperwork was all good.
Dotted the T's, crossed the I's, all that kind of stuff.
Everything.
Okay.
Insurance was paid, everything.
You paid all their government fees, right? The license fee, and went to the thing. Yeah. You got the official paper that says, look, I paid the masters.
Even after all that, I got the official sticker on my window that says it's inspected and I can drive it on their legal road.
Sure.
I looked at the cop on the passenger side, and my hands were on the steering wheel, and I said, awful lot of people here for no plate, and it's in the back seat. The bumper is obviously in the bed. I just hadn't put it on yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like, oh, well, we're training, and they're training, and give me an excuse. And come back with my paperwork, handed it to me, and said, okay, you're all set.
Nice. Nice.
No ticket, nothing. But, It was like they were SWAT teaming me, and I was like, what the heck is going on here?
Well,
I was scared. I was scared.
Yeah, of course you were, because they were all armed and, wearing costumes and acting, with a gang mentality, even though, they're training or whatever. That's just an excuse, and cops can lie to you. Everybody knows that, and if you don't, guess what? Cops can lie to you legally. Like, they're not compelled in any way, shape, or form to tell the truth when you interact with them. You,
well,
however,
that wouldn't be any fun.
Yeah, you, however, legally are required to tell the truth. They will prosecute you if you lie to a cop. But cops can lie to you all day and all night. What I am
they
glad
do. I've had it happen. I've had it happen before. So
oh sure.
What
I'm glad to hear about though is that they gave you your paperwork and let you go. Told you to have a nice day.
The weirdest thing was. Every time I've always been stopped for any reason, it's always, okay, shut the vehicle off.
Uh-huh.
They never told me to shut the vehicle off. And I thought that was very odd.
Well, they're human too. But, so like maybe they just straight forgot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I want to say something more. I want to say something more about what their actions say though to me. Their actions say they are capable of changing their brand. Right now, their brand is, we will kill you, and we'll kill your dog, right? This is the brand that the police have, whether they like it or not, whether they disagree with it or not. This is their brand. It's the brand that's out there, and it's the brand they created. Now, if the thin blue line, as it were, really wanted to change their brand, to change their reputation as murderers and dog killers and people to be feared, all they need to do is stop enforcing laws without victims. That's it. That's all they need to do.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
And the fact that they don't, and that this is a solution that I think works for all parties involved, at least for the moment, the fact that it has never been contemplated or even attempted tells you everything you need to know about that organization. They won't even consider it.
Just don't hurt anybody who ain't hurting anybody. Just
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Anything else, Tim, was it?
Yes. No, I got nothing else.
Hey, we appreciate the call.
Keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks for listening. Free Talk Live, the phone number here is 603-283-6160. Thanks again, Tim, for the call. Let's move on. We have unscreened caller number two. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Ted Bassich, B-A-C-I-C-H.
Hey, Ted, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Reno, Nevada, but I'm originally from South Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. And what's on your mind tonight? You are on the air.
Sir, I just want to tell you, I saw the murder of a Terrence Franklin on 27th and Bryan in Minneapolis, and it was something that was absolutely horrendous, scary for my wife and I. They chased him into the basement of a house, about two houses down from my apartment building. I was sitting out front with another tenant, and we watched the whole thing go down. Minneapolis squad car came down the street at about 70 miles an hour, slid sideways. He jumped out. He got to his trunk. He pulled out an automatic weapon. And in the next 5 minutes, there's probably 50 cops on a two-block area. At one point, the captain, the commander, I knew him somewhat, screamed, red house, green door. I mean, greenhouse, red door.
Wow.
The house, they went in through the front door, they went down into the basement, and Terrence Franklin was completely unarmed, and they shot him 8 times in the head.
Yeah.
Supposedly, one or two of the cops had been shot by ricocheting bullets or something like that.
Oh, geez, because they fired at, in a place where like they could ricochet, they used bad firing technique?
I think so, sir. It was in the basement. And at that point, they put up the police tape, and for the next 3-4 days, there was over 300-400 people on 27th and Bryant in South Minneapolis.
When was this?
I went to the civil rights office 5 or 10 different times and said, they are out of control. They're killing people. They killed Philando Castile.
Yeah.
My son lived 3 blocks from where George Floyd was murdered, and it just seemed like they didn't care anymore. It was all about just eliminate the threat.
Yeah. Hey, there's something kind of weird with your phone, so I'm going to let you go. But we appreciate the call, Ted. Thank you for the information.
Yeah.
You know, we were able to hear enough, but, that's obviously either a distorted mic or he's yelling. Something's going on there. I'm not sure what. Let's move right along. We have unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
All right, what's your name, please?
My name is Kevin. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hey, Kevin, can you possibly take us off speakerphone? Because it sounds bad.
Absolutely. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Fantastic. I do apologize for that. Listen, I'm calling because I'm a little appalled. You know, I tuned into the station because this is the station that I listen to, and you guys are not one that I normally listen to. I don't normally pull a weekend duty shift, but
sure.
I'm a person that commutes a lot of miles. I drive a lot of miles. I drive 185 miles from home to work every single day. I have a lot of interaction, you know, with law enforcement just due to the fact that I got a lot of miles.
Really? Why do you think that is? Why do you have all those interactions? Shouldn't you have almost none?
When I say interactions, don't take that too far. My exposure is higher than normal.
Okay, so you're commuting. You see a lot of police interactions.
Correct.
You're not involved in them. Okay, all right.
That is correct. I am also not a proponent of, you know, law enforcement as a general rule. I got to admit, I'm a bit of a naysayer.
Sure.
I am a very strong conservative. I am a concealed weapons permit holder.
Mm-hmm.
I carry a weapon with me everywhere I go. But when I listen to what it is that you guys are describing with this particular incident, I'm a bit appalled.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm a little, I'm disappointed. I feel like I've tuned into a liberal radio station somewhere instead of a conservative one that I thought this one was.
Well, Free Talk Live isn't necessarily a conservative talk radio program. We are a libertarian-leaning program, and so
obviously.
You know, we get picked up by a variety of stations. So
I get that.
Okay.
My point here is that you don't have all the details of this particular scenario.
Sure.
And what you're doing is describing this particular scenario in a very stereotypical way and putting police and law enforcement in a scenario that says all of them across the nation, no matter what market we're in, they're all the same. That's what I'm hearing as I listen to this.
Well, there are certainly differences. I mean, New Hampshire cops are in my experience probably about the best you'll run across. But the reality is that people are always saying it's just a few bad apples. It's just a few bad apples.
Right.
Well, if apples were killing as many people as the police were, there would be a congressional investigation into the apple industry. I guarantee.
I agree on some terms, but this particular incident, you don't know all the details. Its day in court has not happened. I mean, the mere fact that he was at a post office with a weapon is...
Well, aren't you a concealed carry guy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you carry your gun with you wherever you go, right?
I do.
Okay, so this guy in Utah, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure Utah does not require a license to carry. And so this guy is just being a law-abiding citizen with a handgun. Much like here in New Hampshire.
You, from my experience, that I would carry, you know, because I would be out and about and doing my business, and I would be carrying. This is back when I was a person, and I could carry. But and I would, if I went to the post office, I would, you know, take my weapon off, and I would secure it in the vehicle before I went in.
And
generally, I wouldn't park on their ground.
My hands stayed on steering wheel, and the first thing that they knew was that I had a weapon with me. Not throw it in the floor and wait for a scuffle to take place.
Well,
that cost me my life.
You might be misinterpreting what was read here, too. So this guy was pulled over by a traffic stop, so to speak. So he wasn't...
Sure.
Pulled over at the post office, right? He was driving along. He saw the red and blue lights come up behind him and decided to pull into a post office. Now, this is something that a lot of libertarians subscribe to as a technique. You want to make sure that you're safe. And this is even told to you by police. I'm sure you've heard of these police impersonation folks who go around impersonating police, and then people end up harmed in some way, shape, or form by not police. And so even the police themselves tell you that if you suspect that the police behind you with their red and blue lights on, it may not be police, try and pull over into a well-lit, well-filmed, well-populated area, right? So it seems to me that this guy, this kid here, this 25-year-old kid who was studying law, knew that. It seems to me that was his idea. He's like, well, I'll pull into this very public post office, and this is where where I will interact with these people.
Listen, studying law or not studying law, I don't study law, but I'm familiar enough with the law to know that if I'm about to have an interaction with a police officer, I have a gun on the vehicle. I'm about to conduct myself in such a way that I don't get shot, period. And you don't know the details of this situation until it is tried and a court of law has determined what the end results are.
Well, we haven't even got through the rest of the article either. So, and I never claimed that I knew all of the details to this.
Gaslighting media headline. It makes good news.
It sounds to me like you are afraid of the police, and you have good right to be based on their reputation and their actions. Just like
I would
this.
Agree with that statement. I would agree with that statement, and now, I conduct myself as accordingly. I don't agree with every action that police and law enforcement take in this nation. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
But this particular situation that you are using as a promotion of every law enforcement agency across the nation is bad, because this 25-year-old person.
But they keep doing it. They keep doing it. This isn't the first case. This isn't the first time this has happened.
It is not.
It might be the first time you're hearing us on this show talk about something like this, but this show goes back 20 years. You can find our archives at freetalklive.com and listen to 20 years worth of this stuff going on. Why do they have the reputation that they have? It's because of this.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. 603-283-6160. That man is very afraid. So afraid that he decided that he must pay the state for the privilege of being armed himself.
And that's not a privilege. That's a right.
Well, see, rights, according to government, are what happen when government takes away one of your freedoms and decides to sell it back to you for a price. Concealed weapons permits don't need to exist. You should just be, as an otherwise free human being on planet Earth, able to arm yourselves as you see fit to defend yourselves against anybody who wants to harm you, regardless of what costume they're wearing, regardless of what gang they belong to. You should be able to arm yourself to your satisfaction, and that's a freedom that everybody should be behind. I don't understand why there's this, what do we call it, the syndrome,
the FUD syndrome?
No, it is fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It's the disconnect between reality and what they believe is going on with police, right? What they want to believe, cognitive dissonance, that's the phrase I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is running into cognitive dissonance. He believes that police are doing bad things, or so he alluded to on his call. He agrees that these shameful acts are happening, and that it's a problem enough for him to call in to a national talk radio program and say his piece about it, right? So he believes that it's a problem, but not so much that he's willing to accept the fact that the system is the problem.
Mm.
Or so it seems.
And, you know, I can understand that, because, when I was, when my life was very different,
mm-hmm.
10, 15 years ago.
When you were still a person?
When I was still a person, when I was still, working as a computer programmer and
and I had money, and I drove a relatively new car, and what have you. The police were very different in the way that they interacted with me.
Sure.
And so I might not have, I mean, I realized to some extent that that they interacted badly with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I must say, there was a time when I used to blame the victim as well.
I'm there. I'm with you. I had a period in my life, most of my life, actually, until I was, I don't know, maybe 37 years old or so, 38, maybe in that pocket. Where I was, you know, ignorant of philosophy in general, much less libertarian principles. If anything, I think I was what I refer to as a knee-jerk constitutionalist, right? Because I'd been brought up in, like, religious families. What do religious families do? Whenever there's a problem, like, oh, what does it say in the Bible, right? So, you know, my automatic knee-jerk reaction is, oh, what does it say in the Constitution? We should go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I call myself a knee-jerk constitutionalist because I was completely uneducated about the political system in any way, shape, or form, and I would just always revert to, well, what does it say? Well, then that's what we should follow, right?
Yeah, I was very much a constitution thumper, and it took me a while to get on board with Lysander Spooner.
Bingo, yeah.
Who said that whether the Constitution be one thing or another, this much is clear. It has either authorized such government as we have had, or it has been powerless to prevent it. And in either case, it's unfit to exist.
The statistics of police shootings can be found on various websites online. You can look them up yourselves. We have more to talk about regarding this particular story, and we have some other topics as well to discuss tonight. Plus, coming up a bit later tonight at about 10:30 Eastern Time over at watch.freetalklive.com. You can join Nobody and I for an uncensored after show tonight where we can speak freely without censorship over at watch.freetalklive.com or find Free Talk Live over on our Odyssey channel. More of your calls, the rest of this story, and a little bit later, we'll talk about four ways to influence people's behavior besides coercion.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.